greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, raw, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat,
you name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
What's going on, everybody? We're back again. They're still letting us do this. We haven't been shut down yet.
Not yet.
Know what I'm saying? Not that serious. The podcast, episode 2. Yeah. We're back. More Jack, more Coke, more nonsense.
Yeah, we actually switched it up. We got the Tennessee Honey this time.
Tennessee Honey Jack, really smooth. I
mean, if you haven't tried it, Tennessee Honey Jack Daniels with Coke.
Listen.
It tastes like a regular Coke.
You looking to trap somebody?
Do it with that.
Tennessee Honey Jack is the way to go.
That is it.
I'm here. We're here. It's basically, you know, it's Big Mike as usual. Mm-hmm. My man, brother from another mother,
yeah.
Julian
Elzy. You already know what it is.
fact check, Kev, super producer in the building.
KTZ, right?
Good morning, Saints. Yeah, back in the day,
KTZ
in the morning, cooking in the kitchen.
Oh,
somebody
man.
Actually asked me who the third person was, and I just said KTZ because I didn't want to put your whole government out.
Yeah.
And
know.
She was like, "Oh wait, okay, I got
yeah.
it." I got it.
Somebody went to school with because we know you got a jobby job.
Yeah,
a career,
and stuff.
You know, it's very funny. So, like, you guys, oh dang, I don't know if I can put. Well, I was speaking to someone. Like, I'm not trying to put all my business out there, but
yeah,
I was speaking about an opportunity.
So
they were very intrigued about Bird's Flat Talk, like super intrigued. They're like, yeah, it's, you know, it's super, like, that's very interesting, you know, like, and so they said, are you involved with any other, you know, and I was like, no.
The views reflected in this podcast
yes.
are not those of our employer.
We actually meant to do that last episode when we did. So this is the
maybe this one.
This is the disclaimer right here.
Yeah, I was like, nah.
The views reflected in this podcast do not. I said that backwards. Whatever we say on this podcast ain't got shit to do with what the fuck we doing every day.
And our moms.
And our moms. Yo, speaking of that,
one of our good friends,
my boy, right?
Shout out
Corey.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Shout out to his birthday.
Is it his birthday tomorrow? Well,
tomorrow.
Wait, no, is it the
21st? Today?
Okay,
it'll come out,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so yeah.
when this drops, it'll be Corey's birthday. So shout out to my boy Corey.
Happy birthday, Corey.
First people I met when I got here to Burlington. Well, earlier
got
today.
Got you started on your early hoe journey, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Corey tells us earlier that. Was this yesterday that his mom actually listened to the podcast? Shout out Mrs. Dusenberry.
What?
She is a great woman.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He was showing us text messages and everything. Like, yo, like,
that's pretty dope.
It was funny, but
it made me
think that my mom has never even heard me curse.
What? And you putting stuff out there like this?
Bro.
Son.
I'm
Son.
Like dancing with the devil.
Wait, but your mom follows you on Instagram, does she not?
She does, but...
But does she follow your Twitter?
Bro.
No.
Bro. 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 My mom does.
Follows what on who?
On Twitter,
your
bro.
Mom follows you on Twitter?
I swear to God.
You better block her because you're bugging. You be shooting your shot all up the time. Bro, I see you the other day. Some girl posted a picture of her titties. You was under there with
the Shaq gift.
Listen, I won't even add my mom on my LinkedIn network, son. Look, that drone popped up last week. Pam would like to add. I yelled down, Mom, it's not happening.
Bro, she was like, oh. If my mom saw the stuff I did, like, if she really paid attention, she would really disown me because...
Bro.
She used to think, like, yo, this is a funny thing with mom. She thought, like, growing up, I was going to be a super pure virgin. Like, she had this whole plan for me in her mind. Like, yeah, you're going to... Like, when she found out I was having sex...
Oh, man.
It crushed her.
I can tell you about how my mom found out. Go ahead.
I got you. So basically, my first girlfriend, like, she was mad cool with my mom. Uh-huh. She was always letting us stay over at the crib. Like, she would always let her...
Just the light-skinned
drawing? Yeah.
Say,
my first girlfriend.
Shout out to her, no?
Shout out to you.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so we was on the thing. Mm-hmm. She would always let... She's real cool. She was, like, real cool mom. Mm-hmm. So she let her come through to my mom's house. She would sleep over sometime.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Wasn't this in high school?
Though? My mom was very liberal.
Wasn't this in high school?
Yeah, in high
your
school.
Girlfriend was sleeping over your crib in high school?
This is like senior year in high school. Like, I'm grown.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't often. It wasn't often.
It still happened.
Like, every once in a while. Yeah, she definitely did sometimes. So. Wow. You know,
you live different.
You know, me being 17 with pubes. Mm-hmm. You know, we doing the gut thing.
the gut check.
Cool. <Yeah. laughs> We making a forest fire, baby.
Ooh. Oh, you rubbing them thighs.
You know what I'm saying?
Circular.
We clapping flesh. We playing the skin drum.
Michael, what are you doing in there?
So, you know what I'm saying? But she didn't know.
She didn't know. Lies.com.
Dead ass. She was real oblivious. So she found out I was having, she was like, oh my God. You, Michael. And I was like,
what did she think you were doing?
Yeah, for real.
Know, playing Canasta. I don't know.
You thought y'all was in there playing Connect Four and Uno all night?
We was playing Clue.
Y'all was just reading the Bible.
Is it your pussy? It's my dick. Yeah, I'm sorry, we drunk right now, but we getting there.
No, that's funny though.
So she was like, "Yo," she was offended, like she didn't want to talk to me for like a week.
Oh, wow.
She was avoiding me.
But how did she find out? Like,
I forget. I think we were just talking about it, and then I just started talking like I knew too much about the subject. And she gave me that look like, nigga, what you know about anal beads?
He's getting cocky. Nigga, she's sitting there talking like, yeah, you know when it start farting and shit.
He said, what you know about queefs?
Oh, my God.
He was getting cocky.
And then, yeah, so. Wow. She's like, oh, my God, my son isn't pure. She said that. Wow, she said, my son is tainted.
Oh.
Tainted. So, you know, harsh words. We cool now. She knows I'm slanging that crap.
What happened to me? I think I had went somewhere. Oh, you know what? I had just got back from school, right? I went to Montclair for a weekend. And who knows? You don't know. My girlfriend went to Montclair. And I went up there for a weekend, had my bag packed.
Oh, I heard the story.
I think I told you about
this
before.
Yes, we were filming.
Yeah. So it was a while ago. Ooh. My bag was packed. I left it in, like, I have, like, this back room. It's, like, kind of like a back living room, whatever. Left it in there, and I have a niece, right? And she's just always, like, having a niece or a little sister is like having a puppy, to be honest. She's seeing everything, right?
Everything,
so
bro.
So she was just in my shit, and I had left my bag, and my bag had a bunch of condoms in it.
36-pack.
No, I mean, it was the big, I spent bread on this shit, all
the
right?
Jumbo variety pack.
It was the Jumbo Lifestyle. It was the Jumbo Lifestyle, the rib joint.
Rib for her.
The rib joint.
Turn it inside out, and now it's rib for you.
Listen, for her pleasure, right? I had them, right? So, I forget where I was. Maybe I was at work or something, but my mom texted me like, you need to keep your stuff at a higher place. I was like, what are you talking about? And then she just sent me a picture, right? And just like all my condoms were just like on the floor in the living room.
It's like that scene in Love Don't Cause a Thing where Steve Harvey came in with
they were just all over the place. And I was like, wow.
Well, those are useless.
But my mom wasn't upset though. I think she was just happy that we were actually using condoms at least.
My dad made, in my typical father fashion,
your dad.
He made a joke.
Sounds about right.
So, when I first lost my virginity, when I did,
yeah,
the night I came home from doing it, I woke up the next day, he looked me in my eyes and said, you ain't a virgin no more, ain't you, huh? And I was like, no. And that was that.
Wow.
He got a... He had a sixth sense with that. But, you know, shout out to
had
parents.
A stain on your shirt at the bottom of your shirt. You woke up with the same shirt on.
Early.
With a white stain on my shirt, on a black t-shirt, thinking I'm the man. But, you know, shout out to parents. So, yeah, we're here, episode two.
Wait, real quick before I forget, because I'm about to. Shout out to Garden Apparel.
Word. Shout out
Shelby,
to Shelby,
with the
Garden Apparel.
Go follow him on Instagram, Garden App Apparel. Right, is that it?
Yeah, Garden. It's called on Instagram. It's Garden App Clothing.
Garden App
Garden Apple, APP Clothing.
Yep.
Yep.
Check him out. It's a dope design. He got more designs coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. Hoodies, shorts, all of that.
You know, it's a black business. Young men in Jersey. We try to do our thing. That's what this podcast is about. Yeah. Going to be about trying to just put Jersey on. And where all the talent lies, whether it's music, fashion, arts, all that different natures, writing, all that. We're just trying to do it for the home, for the crib, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know how we do what we do on this podcast. We do sports and culture type things. Real light on the sports today. Very, very light for the sports today because we've heard from y'all, especially the ladies.
Yeah, we keep hearing it, but it's whatever.
That y'all, that, you know, y'all get lost.
We talk about what we know.
Yeah, this is what we know, baby.
We don't love.
This is what we know, baby. So, you know, we're going to start by, and you know what it is. It's South Jersey. It's the crib. So, we're going to talk about them Eagles.
Birds. There really ain't much to say, though.
No,
there's so much to say.
It's nothing to say.
But when we talk heavy, we talk heavy on Birds Fly Talk. Yeah, that's where we talk heavy.
Yeah, it's a humble. You know what I mean? It's a low key humble brag. Yeah, so, this is the T. You know what I'm saying?
The T.
The T. You know what I'm saying?
We just got done busting the Cowboys' ass.
Yeah. Clap them cheeks up real nice.
I mean, in Dallas, what was it, 37-9?
37-9.
The Cowboys didn't score a touchdown. We're not surprised, though, because the Cowboys aren't that good.
They aren't that good. They're not that good at full strength.
Yeah.
And they're injured at. To be on top of that. So,
you know, they didn't have Zeke. They were missing a linebacker.
That's
they
what
were
happens
missing
when
a
you
tackle.
Don't have a coach.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, all that nigga do.
Jason Carrot.
All that nigga do is.
All he does is fucking clap.
All that nigga Carrot do is clap on the sideline. That's what. That was
the clapper.
His halftime speech was this.
He just clapped for 30 minutes.
That's it.
Literally watching you clap and seeing those waves pop up on the producer.
You see all them.
But yeah, like, that's all he do. And then. You couple that with no running game. Well, yeah. They had a pretty good running game, but
Dak didn't have a bad game.
It's not.
I'll give him that.
Huh?
Dak didn't have a terrible game.
Dak had a horrible game.
I don't think he did because of, we were getting a lot of pressure. He wasn't getting a lot of help from his line.
I'll give
him the benefit of the doubt.
Those interceptions were terrible.
Those are terrible.
The only one.
It was one that wasn't his fault.
That wasn't his fault.
Which one?
The one where it was tipped.
One got tipped at the line. Yeah, well, Malcolm Jenkins tipped it at the line.
Okay, yeah.
That wasn't his fault. I don't think he played horrible, I don't think he was, you know, he wasn't great. He wasn't everything.
He stunk it up. And that just proved my theory about Dak Prescott. He's a game manager. He's good. Mm-hmm. He's not great. He's not that person that you're going to put the ball in his hands. He's going to lead you to victory, bro. He's Alex Smith with a black father.
Oh, my God.
That's all he is.
All I'm
bro.
Saying about Dak is that, look, when you, like, because everyone wants to compare him to Wentz.
That nigga Joe Flacco with melanin.
And the only thing is that, you know, everyone talks about, he was okay. He didn't have a terrible game. But last week everyone was talking about you can win with him. He'll elevate his game. He can carry a team. And now it's, he didn't play that bad.
And
so it's like, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
And I know damn well if Carson Wentz threw three picks, lost a fumble that became a touchdown.
And didn't throw any touchdowns.
And didn't throw no touchdowns. It would be a field day.
Fox would.
I would have been seeing those WINTZ Wentz tweets, which are very silent this year. But you know how that go. And you know, we enjoying the year.
We're enjoying it. Once again, we're taking it one game at a time.
Enjoy.
The playoffs are so far, we're not even worried about it.
Yes.
Right?
Nine and one.
Just enjoy the run.
And then just to end the segment, yo, 9-1, you know.
We play the Bears next week.
Suck my dick.
You guys want to know something that's crazy, though?
What's up?
You know, because we're always talking about the culture and all that. So, you guys know my grandfather has had season tickets to the Eagles. Like, this is his 50th.
Since 67?
Yes.
See? I'm just saying, bro. I guess
serendipitous, man.
Yeah. The Eagles have yet to feature him as the season ticket holder member of the game. Like,
bro, they're going to get him up there.
I'm just saying. I've never seen a black man up there.
We need to start a campaign
I've
for him.
I've never seen a black
guy. It kind of hurts saying that's our favorite team.
Yeah,
but you could be a Cowboys fan and Jerry Jones is like
you know you ain't never getting up there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what he said?
It's coming not getting
you know
up
she's
there,
with, you know he's with a black woman
you know
tonight.
With, you know he's with a black woman.
So, you know, 9-1 suck our dicks from the back. We out here. And then what else we going to talk about? Oh, real quick, this Baker Mayfield character.
Okay, yeah. I can set it up.
You set it up.
Because I'm a Big 12 guy. If you don't know, my team is University of Texas.
Yeah, I just got into college football like 2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days ago.
Shout out to the U.
Yeah.
That's my team.
To the U? Oh, my
God. The U.
Gosh.
No, I'm saying.
I'm not mad at that. The U is national.
Did you see that corny-ass Oregon?
Oregon, they got to stop. That's some Chip Kelly.
They had a
fucking, that shit was made out of plastic.
They had an aluminum foil turnover chain.
They got to stop. But go ahead. You don't know, the University of Miami has like this gold-plated turnover chain. So whenever somebody gets like an interception, a fumble, any type of defensive turnover, they get to wear the turnover chain. Oregon thought that it would be a good idea to copy that. And
but use their grandmother's bike chain.
It looked like a dog tag from 2007.
That's so annoying, though. Could you imagine, though, seriously?
That'd be corny. That's corny.
Whack.
And it's crazy because at one point everybody wanted to be like Oregon.
And everybody was – and first of all, they were on board with that, and they went with that. Like,
went with it.
I want to put that shit on. I wouldn't let you. Someone would have had to force that on me.
Imagine two dudes from, like, Jersey or Township, for that matter. No. Like, three, like, a month from now, starting a podcast.
Serious? It ain't.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of serious, but not serious at the same time podcast.
Like, fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Okay, but anyway, what was I talking about? Baker Mayfield. So, I'm a Texas fan, so, you know, Oklahoma's in the Big 12, whatever. So, before the game, Baker Mayfield is the quarterback, Heisman hopeful for the Sooners.
He's going to win it.
He's probably going to win, but I can't stand him. I hope Saquon Barkley.
I hope Saquon, but they're not winning, and that's the problem. So
Oklahoma was about to play Kansas, right? So Baker Mayfield is in the middle of the field for the coin toss, as they do in football. He goes up to shake the opponent's hands, and all of these dudes have their hands behind their backs. And Baker Mayfield is just standing at midfield with his hand out. Mm-hmm. And he just shakes his head like Cam and says, "Bet." So, Oklahoma proceeds to beat the dog shit out of Kansas, right? So, at the end of the game,
go back to
in classic Baker Mayfield, if you ever heard of Baker, if you know who he is, he's kind of a douche, but he's mad nice at football.
Manziel 2.0.
Manziel 2.0. I was just about to say
that. Manziel 2.0.
Bro, he talks so much
2.78 because this nigga's crazy, right? Yes. So at the end of the game.
Go back to supporting basketball.
Bro. At the end of the game, after the ass whooping is damn near over and it's garbage time, Baker Mayfield is on the sideline grabbing his nuts.
He's out here grabbing his Caucasian
penis. His Caucasian penis and just screaming at the Kansas, "Suck my dick. Fuck you."
He's like, "Bring it on, nigga, what?"
Anything that he could possibly think of at the time, he was snapping.
Like, he's gesturing with his crotchline.
Bro, and the camera's just on him. And the commentators are like, "That is not what we need to see." It was bad.
It was bad.
But
like,
to me, it was warranted.
No.
It was warranted.
No, not that.
It was warranted.
DJ LZ.
POD.
Football's soft now.
See, and then this is what makes me more upset about it is because they're going to do this. They're going to cover this obligatorily for like
they're going to make a big deal out of it until the
max.
Bro, and until, now the Heisman, until they pick the Heisman.
And then his punishment, quote unquote, is to not start. And what does
hold on, let me get closer to the mic. He's not starting against West Virginia.
Pooty pooty poop poop, basically. So that means, what does that mean? He doesn't start. Okay, so that's like a series, maybe a quarter. Yeah. Like, he doesn't learn a lesson from this. And he also has a history. Didn't he like, I saw like he ran from the cops during like a drunken disorderly type of deal. Like,
sounds about white.
He was like having a and that leads to my next point. It's because he's a white boy.
Can you
like,
imagine if Lamar Jackson?
That's what I was just about to tell you, bro. If Lamar Jackson was on the sideline grabbing his dick, talking about suck my dick
to Notre Dame.
Bro, they were crucifying him.
Louisville gang member.
Louisville slugger. Or should I say Louisville?
Known blood, Lamar Jackson. Why is he wearing that red? Is it because it's Louisville colors? I think not. So that's what, like,
known gang member.
Exactly. Like, I don't fit. And that's what I just feel like he's giving him a little more leeway because of who he is and what program he comes from.
Yeah, it's a big program. And but for like, me, at the same time, I do feel like, NCAA football is just getting soft in general. They did disrespect him. He tried to shake their hands. Bro, it's a mid. That's what they do. That's what you do. It's the captain. You're the captain of the other team.
It's not cool. It's whatever. Definitely is not cool.
The thing is that it's like, it's Kansas. Like, why?
Kansas stinks.
Why are you giving them this much energy?
Yeah.
Why, but at the same time, why
Why do they think they're even going to win? like, or even think it's gonna, like, even
you know
be
what
a
butt
game.
Team,
like,
you know what butt
happening.
Team, you know what butt teams do that know they're gonna lose. Shit. They feel like they need to have some kind of psychological edge,
they do
petty shit like that to try to get you off your game. Mm-hmm. And if you're Baker Mayfield, I mean, he did see through it because he won, but you play into their hands when you, like.
I think they ended up putting up 41 points on them. It was like 41-6 or something like that.
I mean, you bodied them, so I mean, it's whatever. But, you know, I just don't like seeing whites get away with things blacks wouldn't get away with.
Should be used to by now.
Yeah. Speaking of whites get away with things, the president, Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
He's out here wilding.
What else,
but then again, what else is new? Exactly.
What
right?
else is new?
So he's got a bunch. I'm not going to quote the tweets, but basically, he's coming at sports players of all shapes and sizes. Whether you play basketball or football.
Or you're just a dad on the sideline.
As long as you're black, he hates you. So basically, you know, you guys know that situation with LiAngelo Ball and UCLA.
Yeah.
You know, apparently Trump pulled some strings, called some people to help get them out, which is a good thing to do, I guess. It's good.
It was good. But I had an ounce of respect for that.
So this is what happened.
But there's always something behind everything.
So good. And he did a good deed, but in typical
Trump fashion.
Cheeto Trump fashion, he proceeds to open his Twitter app and tweet about it.
Yep.
He goes, "Well, look what I did. I wonder if they're going to say," basically effectively saying, "I wonder if they're going to say thank you."
Unquote.
Unquote. I mean, all right, so we know you did a good thing, but nigga, like.
And then they actually did end up apologizing.
Apologizing.
Fact check Kev.
Listen. Apologizing. They ended up apologizing.
So I show my word.
Listen. They ended up apologizing, but apparently LeVar Ball was kind of like, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of like a,
and now you
a
know,
public finessing. Like,
and you know Trump's only move is to double down.
Exactly, double down.
He proceeds to just go, you could have had 5 to 10 years again. How ungrateful.
How ungrateful you are
and
for
it's
not
like,
bowing
it's
down
just,
to me. It's like, dog, come on.
And son. Then on the other side, we got football. Yeah, you know, man. The Patriots played Oakland in Mexico.
In Mexico City, right?
Yeah, those games
I don't
are
like
trash.
Them. I feel like that's pointless. It is nice to see that they're trying to broaden football, bring it to other countries.
I don't care.
Like, I don't care.
As long as the Eagles don't go, I'm cool.
But we're going to go eventually.
No,
that's
are,
the thing.
But
especially if we're getting hot like this, they're going to make us go. But anywho, so they're in Mexico, and, you know, they play the anthems. Apparently, Marshawn Lynch sat for the U.S. national anthem.
and then stood for the Mexican national anthem.
Apparently, the Mexican national anthem, I heard it slaps.
It's pretty lit.
It's pretty snazzy. Shout out to Vince Staples.
So excellent.
Yo,
and so,
listen, Marshawn Lynch is all of us, bro. Because
The only thing that doesn't help.
That is the funniest shit ever.
It's so great. And then you know
Trump
doubled
this.
Down.
I don't know,
only
shows,
move.
Does he just see this? Does he just surf the web?
He has a thing.
Do people show.
He has
me
a
this?
Network of people that just looks for anything.
I don't get it.
I think that's what he's using the NSA for. Like for
got to
without its actual intended purposes, but he's just making it like look out for people who don't like me, so I can talk about it.
So this man tweets about Marshawn Lynch. Saying that, basically calling for his suspension, that he should be suspended. It's funny when you think about it. He's saying he should be suspended for sitting during the U.S. national anthem, and he claims that he booed. I don't understand why Marshawn. I can imagine Marshawn Lynch on the bench like
boo.
Y'all niggas is ass, guys. These niggas is ass. I can see it.
That shit whack, guys.
That shit whack as fuck, guys. But he said that Marshawn should be suspended for sitting during the U.S. anthem and standing during the Mexican anthem.
Bro, I just can't wait. I just can't wait till we get him out of the paint, man. Like
Democrats are trying. Apparently, there's six of them that put it in motion. Shout out to Rich Williams. Put that shit in motion, man. But,
I'm tired of him, man. Like, it's really, like, he's really going out of his way. He wakes up every day to just be like, yo, how can I outdo the fuckery I did yesterday. He has a vision board.
He's a fuckity fuck.
He has a vision board of just the world in flames.
I'm telling you, bro, I've been saying this since like the second month, third month he was in. basically his first 100 days. I was like, yo, he doesn't care about being president anymore.
No.
He's done it. He's accomplished. He can check it off.
He just did it because I could do it.
He doesn't care. Why would Donald Trump care about being the president?
And I feel like he's like one of those dudes like he's talking all this shit about how he could get this job and being the president and it's easy and he's doing it, he could do it, and then he got the job, he realized that it's actually pretty fucking hard and now he's just like,
yeah. Why wasn't, you know what he's like? He's like that person that's like, yo, let's play one-on-one, nigga, talking hella shit. Let's play one-on-one, my nigga, one-on-one. And then when, like, you finally
constantly
beat him,
losing,
and
run
then
it back.
Beat him, and they're like, no, nigga, I wasn't even trying, bro. I wasn't even fucking.
Like, he's like, yeah, I'm not trying to.
I'm not even trying.
Run that back. Yeah, run that, or try to, and try to fight.
try to start a fight. Like, nah, nigga, like.
No, bro, you're just, you can't hit a layup correctly.
He's
like,
one of them,
bro. And you can't pass bills. I don't know, like. I'm tired of him, bro. Like, yeah. I'm tired of him. Like, yeah. I want to get him out of here.
Defending him. Like, well, he does this. He's done that. He's done this. Oh, he's not a good president.
He can't. He's done nothing.
I'm sorry. He's not a good
president. I'm tired.
When George W. Bush is like, that guy doesn't even know what it means to be a president.
Bro.
I'm looking at George Bush now like, he wasn't that bad.
Yo, I'm like, yo, I would kill for Bush right now.
He
might have
took a little long to get FEMA in there.
He might have shot a nigga in the face. But
he might have got the World Trade Center blown up. Hot take.
I'm like, he might have shot a nigga in the face, but, you know, hey.
Twin Towers might have fell because of him.
No, 9/11 was an inside job. But we're not going to talk about that.
9/11 was an inside job. Did you see that tweet that said the Georgia Dome fell the same way as the Twin Towers?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
bro, when you watch the video of the Georgia Dome, yeah. It really caves in exactly like the Twin Towers. I was like,
inside job.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, we're going to continue. Now we're going to get into about really music, honestly, because this is what the rest of the subjects are about. We're going to talk about, first of all, R.I.P., rest in peace, Lil Peep.
Yeah, shout out, rest in peace, Lil Peep. Yeah. I didn't really listen to him.
No, I didn't listen to him either.
I'm not going
to
lie, I didn't hear a single song about him.
I've heard about him
about
twice.
10 minutes after he died. And I can't even, I'm not even going to like act like that shit was good.
But this is my problem. That this is what my issue is.
He was dead.
People, and especially I'm going to speak to people on Twitter. Mm. They use this young man's death as just a platform to talk about. As a platform to just talk about, like, these new generation of drug rappers and have their own little stance about drugs. Like, yo, you don't know what people go through, bro.
Yeah, like, he was actually depressed.
Like,
it wasn't no fake shit. Like, yeah. He was actually depressed. You can go back, look at his Instagram, look at his tweets. He was dead ass, like, depressed. He was not a happy person. But he didn't commit suicide. That's the thing.
You just over this.
He had a bad batch of drugs.
Yeah, he got a bad batch of drugs, right? It was laced.
It was laced with some shit.
Laced Zans.
He shouldn't have done it. You know, he shouldn't have been doing all
shouldn't
the drugs.
Shouldn't be doing Zans, but I mean.
His shit was laced, and it was from. They had pictures of the girl and everything.
Like, they tried to get her out here like it was like.
Yeah, like they posted a Twitter of the drug dealer, like, Twitter, do your thing. I'm
like bro, it doesn't work this way.
It does not work like that.
It does.
Twitter, do your thing. I'm like, work she's a way. Drug dealer.
And people just use it like some. Like, one dude was like, yo, RIP Lil Peep. Like, I listened to his music before. I just listened to some of his tracks, and they were trash.
Yeah.
But RIP, like, yo, bro, who cares, bro? That's not what the issue is right now.
Yeah, that was.
Somebody died, my nigga. Like. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video of them finding him?
Yeah, that's...
His boy, Bexy, see, I think his name was.
People put shit on the internet, like...
Well, the thing was, it wasn't on purpose. What he said was, he said he just checked on his boy 5 minutes before that. He said he was wide awake. Said he was up. So they went back, they were like, let's see what he's doing, whatever, you know.
He made but he looked joke. Real like...
He went in there, and he was just dead.
It was scary.
He looked dead.
Yes.
But, like,
it was scary looking.
You know, if you just checked on your boy 5 minutes before that, you're not going to assume that he did.
No,
and
you're
I
not.
Felt really bad for him. And then people were coming for him saying that he let him date, you know, he let him die. And he made a video, like, that was my best friend. Like, why the fuck would any of you think that I let that happen? I felt bad for him.
Yeah, like.
But, I mean, that's the life you live when you do all those drugs and you think that shit is cool and you try to glamorize it. I know he was going through shit, but at the same time, people
it's
really
a,
care
it's,
about
it's
you.
It's
yo,
two sides, like.
You.
Yeah, like, you don't know what these dudes go through, but you can't act like that's the way to go about shit. Like,
yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
But you can't, like,
yeah.
nobody should be justifying this young man's death. It's a tragedy either way. Man. Like, that's it's not sad. Cool. No matter what you think about his music, no matter what you think about what he stood for, yo, nobody deserves to die. Like, it's not cool. Like, it's not.
Charles Manson deserved to die.
Now, Charles Manson,
fuck that nigga. He can burn it. Did you see people actually saying R.I.P. to him?
Niggas are fucking weirdos, bro. Charles Manson. Niggas are weirdos. You don't understand. And niggas like to just be weird just for the sake of, look at me being different from the rest of you. Yeah. And those are the biggest cornballs in the world. Those are the niggas that don't go outside.
Yeah.
Those are the girl. Those are the dudes that don't know how to properly finger women. They don't know about the comeback Spider-Man move. They don't know what it.
You gotta when you put them in, you gotta hook it.
Yeah.
And it's like right in the front. Yeah. You gotta pull it towards you. It's gonna make like a. Like that, right? You just gotta, keep, man. They don't know nothing about
you gotta
it.
Yank.
Nigga, they touch the ball in the back and they're like, ooh, shh. No. Ball.
What is this?
Ball.
It's just back ball.
The fuck was, ooh, it's like a punching.
Well, yo, that's a tragedy, man, and I hope that, yeah. I wish nothing but the best for his family, his friends, man. Yeah, man. And I hope more people, especially if you're like, dealing with depression and things of that nature, just realize that drugs ain't the way to cope. It may seem like an easy way out, may numb the pain, but yo, that shit ain't the way, man.
Yeah, man.
Because you only end up really dead with that shit.
Very
bro.
Dead. Hey, man. I'm sure everybody's connected one way to another to something like similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit just, it's bad. So if you really got to talk to somebody, I don't know. Maybe we can put the suicide hotline link in the description or something. But if you got to talk to somebody, talk.
It's somebody to talk to, bro.
Yep. Shout out my boy Ish Williams. It's actually his birthday today. It's about to end. But he basically, like, his whole movement is kind of like based on depression and shit. Because he was depressed a couple years back. Before I actually, like, really got cool with him, before I actually knew who he was. I actually got on his shirt right now. Shout out my boy. But he basically conquered it. You know, he bases his brand off of it. And makes like that motivational music, but
and now he's just spitting fire.
Now he's spitting that fire.
Shout out to him, bro.
Shout out all
spitting fire. I wouldn't say this dude spits fire, but his last song was hard. 6ix9ine,
man. Tekashi, right?
Tekashi. Well, okay.
Man, more like take a dick in the butt.
Going right for it,
yeah, bro. Listen,
bro. So 6ix9ine, if you don't know, he's a rapper from New York.
How do you
where to start? I found out about him through you. You told me about him.
Yeah, because somebody, I think, did somebody send it to me? Somebody sent it to me, I think. Somehow. No, you told me. No, you told me. You were like, yo, you see that video of 6ix9ine? I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about you introduced me to him to in him general.
Okay, yeah, that's my boy Alex, my boy Dule. And then we actually fucked around and made him... We put him as the opening song on the last episode.
He did.
Singing his shit. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Listen, there's nothing wrong.
Here we go.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing wrong with that.
The problematic light is on, LZ.
There's nothing wrong with being gay, you know.
But anyway, yeah, so.
But this nigga, if you're going to be on the track talking all that gun shit and killing niggas and taking nigga bitch. And then I see a video.
Niggas you, taking you.
Niggas taking your asshole on camera.
Bro, it was dope.
Oh, man.
And then, it was a point where the nigga smacked his ass.
Smacked it. Just little.
Gave him a quick little gigolo. Like,
I don't know, but I'm like, what am I watching?
Then,
right
and then on top of that, he had the pedophile allegations.
Yeah, the sexual assault or something like that. Child
sexual misconduct. Something.
Child pornography. But he explained that he claims that he was 17, the girl was 14. She lied about her age. They made a sex video. He posted it. Apparently, that's what happened. It sounds valid. Mm-hmm. That's not an uncommon story, but.
I be scared, man. These girls nowadays, though, they be like,
when you that young, you shouldn't be fucking anyway. But hey, man,
bro, I was fucking at 15, so I don't know.
You was 15?
I started fucking at 15.
I was like 17.
So I mean, I can't.
You was
I can't shame them.
Wait, what? Oh yeah, you were just telling. Did we already say that on here, or was that before we started recording?
What
about how you used to let your girl stay? No, yeah,
yeah. That was earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so,
lay off the alcohol, Elsie.
I am.
Hey,
man, everything's a blur. I live my best life.
I live in the now.
Yeah, I live in the moment.
I live in the now.
Whatever the fuck happened 5 minutes ago doesn't concern me.
Bro, man, keeping on with the hip-hop theme, I'm going to talk about, this was odd and out of left field. Like, Pete Rock and Waka Flocka Flame. Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to look much into it.
So I basically, I have an article from XXL basically detailing what happened. Apparently, Waka Flocka Flame, Riverdale's Finest.
Riverdale's Finest. That nigga has been irrelevant.
Yeah, for lately. Well, he got legendary bangers.
Yeah, he does.
So, I guess in some interview, he did an interview with ThisIs50.com where he's like talking about the old generation of rap and how they might be the cause of some of the problems that occur in today's rap game.
I guess somebody raised us, right?
Exactly. You know, we're like, they don't know where this came from. Like, it don't just fall out the sky.
Yeah.
And then, now this is when he loses me. And he said, apparently, that he feels like, now this is Waka Flocka we're talking about. Okay. He feels like he is the Jay-Z or Nas of this generation.
He fucking said that?
He fixed his vocal cords to say that out of his lips. And apparently, Real Pete Rock at Real Pete Rock on Instagram.
If you don't know, Pete Rock is a fucking legend.
If you don't know, yeah, he's a legendary.
Go play NBA Street Volume 2 right now and fight and figure it out.
You'll
hear the instrumental.
So I'm gonna read this entire thing verbatim.
But it was on Instagram, right?
He did a nice long Instagram post.
With Waka's picture just plastered
on with this. just a LinkedIn profile picture. Of Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah.
It has lighting and everything. It's like he took the picture himself. And here it is, the caption. I'm going to defend my older heads and tell you you're not equal. Be as disrespectful as you want. You're not doing... Your is not spelled right as... But I'm just wanting to add. Hey. You're not doing what we did. Haven't accomplished what we accomplished. Our generation didn't experiment with pills or syrup or anything synthetic. It's already written in history. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hip Hop Hall of Fame, and museums. Where are you at in any of that?
The problem,
he clearly hasn't heard Heart in the Paint. The problem is y'all never had respect from the jump. We are the reason you're who you are and do whatever it is you're doing. Pay homage to who was before you. Problem is also y'all want us to accept music that don't move nothing but the young. Damn, I have a problem with that. But when you making music, it's to inspire everyone, not just your era. Only time my pocket's on pause is when I'm streaming y'all album.
Damn.
I listened to it and made a decision not to buy your shit. Because, in my opinion, being a music maker, I haven't seen one period yet.
Nigga, you know when people rant, they don't use any punctuation.
The longest run-on sentence.
He's going.
There is no substance to the music or lyrics, so don't get mad, because you're not cut from the cloth of hip-hop pioneers.
Damn.
Whew. Let's see how long you can last in this business doing what you're doing. You've been quiet until you started running your mouth about old-school niggas. That's corny, bro.
I'm so mad you just pronounced it like
that's how he spelled it. NICCAS.
Oh my
God. Shout out to the Crips.
Shout out to all of them.
That's corny, bro. Just make better music and spit like an MC. Yeah, y'all different, but nothing of what Nas, KRS, Kane, Jay-Z, or any official rapper has ever taught you. We saying something about your generation because you're simply not making heart and soul felt music. Young Nika. The old head rant is corny. Old heads are special.
Oh my God.
Sunglasses emoji. And I just think y'all can't do what we did. Shrug emoji salute at Waka Flocka.
Son, he wrote a whole novel. Now, first of all, he really just sounds like an old mad nigga.
Now this is my problem with that post. He says, what does he say? He says,
yeah, there's a whole lot in there. You should have used your highlighter tool.
Yeah, it's so much going on
bookmark
here.
Bookmark some shit like it was a
Bible. It's absolutely, it's a diatribe. Like, nigga, like, get to the point, my nigga. Scratch your Serato and keep it moving, my nigga. He says there's no substance, and it's like, it's corny. Like, bro,
there
like,
is no substance.
Though. Every time, like, everybody back in those days, the 90s of the 90s era of hip hop, like, you can't say anything bad about it. And then it's like everybody gets up in arms, especially those rappers. Like, they get up in arms about it. Like, bro, these bad habits didn't start from nowhere. Like, yeah. Bro, drug talk didn't come out the sky. Like,
man. Listen, man.
Bro, it's not, Jay-Z was nothing. Talking about all the bricks.
It ain't nothing new.
This is not new shit.
It's just evolved.
It's just evolved, it's bro. Just different. Yo, y'all had gun talk. Mm-hmm. Y'all did all this
nigga,
stuff.
Go listen to an Onyx record right now. Bro, tell me if you don't want to kill
someone. Mobb Deep's first album, R.I.P. Prodigy, but Mobb Deep, great album, by the way. But yeah. They was talking some shit.
Talking heavy. They was spitting.
They was spitting.
The way they was talking was different, but it's still the same, you know.
Like, bro, and then this also speaks to those people that be like, oh, why? How can you appreciate hip hop when you listen to Lil Uzi?
That used to
or
be
you
me.
Like? Oh, I hate that.
That
like,
used
bro,
to be me. I can't lie because when I first started listening to hip hop and stuff, I was dead ass listening to like Little.
You take pride in being a quote unquote purist.
I was a purist. I was listening to Little Brother, Tribe Called Quest, just people you've never heard of who are just real lyricists. And when like people started coming out with this bullshit. I mean, I enjoy it now because now I don't take it as serious. Like, I can listen to both. But before, I was like, there is no in-between. It was either you're a purist or you're a fuckity-fuck nigga. Word to Joe Budden, right?
That fuckity-fuck nigga that right there.
Because I care
about you. Stop. Don't rationalize
stop,
it.
Stop. Joe. Right. That nigga Joe is crazy. But that used to be me, and I used to not understand, like, okay, like, this is just what music is.
Yeah, music
is a subgenre.
Yeah, music is a thing, man. Yeah. Like, it's you can't be so rigid with music taste. Like, you got to be open, man. Like, you can like Lil Uzi and like Nas. That's why I hate when people tell when I say that J. Cole is trash.
You still saying by that?
Absolutely, I'm standing by that 1,000%.
You believe that, Kev? J. Cole is trash?
J. Cole is doo doo. He's doo doo dumpster juice water.
I don't think he's trash.
That nigga's butt.
We're not here for that.
That nigga's butt. Honestly, like, you can start the rant right now.
Like, how many times does this guy like mention like freaking Martin Luther King cheating on his wife? Like,
he
just be saying stuff.
Like, he's still talking about his dorm room and student loan. Like, nigga,
he went platinum by himself. He's
nigga,
not no
you more. Are rich. You don't have those problems no more. We get it.
It was good for a little while. But,
yeah.
but
he was broke with the rest of us, but that was a little redundant.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand it.
Yeah, Cole heating up like that leftover lasagna.
when he said that shit.
But, like, you got to be opening your music, bro, and that's what I... Like, lately, I've been really just exploring, and, like, you can categorize different rappers for different things. Like, I don't go to Lil Uzi or Lil Pump for bars. Like,
I don't.
And they're not trying
bars
that.
You get from them?
And
it's
they
like
tell.
Bars.
And this was crazy. Is they're telling you they're not there for that. Like, yo, bro, I'm here to be in the clubs.
Nigga, I'm here
and you know
to
what?
Just fuck your bitch.
I appreciate that. Like, you do that. But, like, it's unnecessary, Pete Rock. Like,
it is. Yeah.
You're 30 years in the game. You're a legend. You should already be. You should be secure in your legendary status.
Why are you even reading that shit?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? What?
Are you doing?
Who told you?
Yeah, it's not the same no more. You looking like you typing all this.
And I doubt that Waka Flocka mentioned you by name
exactly
in his interview. So you just went looking for trouble.
Yeah,
and it's like. Bro,
man, it is what it is. I understand why they're mad because, you know, they feel like they paved the way and nobody's really respecting their art and their craft. I get that. But you got to also understand that there's people who still actually spit and there's people who still actually rap. But as of right now, the way music is going, niggas don't want to hear that right now. I'm sorry. Like, I can't play that in the club. Like, I'm a DJ. I can't go somewhere and play, like, and be dead ass serious in the middle of my mix. I can't play They Reminisce. I can't come in there talking about
play some Talib Kweli in the club next time you're in there.
Listen, I can't go in there and play the blast. It's not gonna work. I'll play that for myself.
Play some Black Star.
Some Black Star.
Brown skin later.
That's just not where hip hop is right now. And it used to be that.
Just going you go into the mic be like, grab your Ebony Queen by the hand.
Yeah. We gonna bump that
Razzcast.
Razzcast.
We're going to bump that drag on.
Yeah, it's just not like that no more. So you got to respect what it is for right now. I mean,
it's a phase, bro.
It is. That's why
we had a snap. It was a time when everybody thought we were going to be snapping in long white tees forever.
Nigga, I thought that was forever.
I thought it was forever, you couldn't too.
Tell, nigga, when It's Going Down came out, nigga, I was like, wow, this is.
Yeah,
this
I thought I was going to be 1-2 stepping for the rest of my life.
This is the future.
But hey, we grow up. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
Wearing my jersey backwards with a headband.
You just gotta, you gotta get over that. Hey, man, it is what it so, is. This is the last subject we're going to talk about. I guess it's local news.
I guess you could consider it local news.
So you guess. people have approached you, LZ,
yeah,
to talk about this. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you frame this up and set this up, please.
Set it up for you motherfuckers.
Because I want nothing.
I don't know. Like bullshit. I don't have all the details, but I have most of them on what the fuck.
Who cares?
At the end of the day,
right?
Because truly, their 15 minutes of fame is already up. Okay. So, if you don't know, there's this girl, I guess she's from Borough or something like that. She goes by Marissa Pretty, the light-skinned joint with a tattoo on her chest. Everybody around here has seen her. You've seen her before, Mike?
I
know what I'm talking about, this girl. Her name's like Marissa Pretty. She got like the chest tattoo of like the,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. See, yeah. See, and you don't even, you, she, yeah.
Right.
It's her, right? So she was in.
You have a career and shit, so you should know about it, but you do.
Exactly. So she was on Facebook Live, I believe, with this dude from Camden. His name is, forget his real name, but on Twitter, he has like mad followers. His name's like Tatted, I'm Tatted, or something like that. He got like the nigga with the fake. He look like his waves are mad fake, right?
Appropriate. His name is Tatted, I'm Tatted.
Tatted, I'm Tatted, because at the end of the day,
he's Tatted.
If you don't have tattoos, what the fuck are you doing, right? Nothing else.
Don't
matters.
Know what the point of life is at that, honestly.
Exactly, right? So they're on Facebook Live. And they're basically talking about, they're in a bed, dusty-ass basement. I'm going to set it up for y'all. They're in a basement. The mattress is on the floor. Concrete, everything. One light bulb with a string that you pull to turn the shit on.
So they're in lockdown.
Basically, they're in the back room of a basement. They're in the unfinished part of the basement. Like somebody, like that's where they sleep.
The unfinished part. The unfinished basement of a probably unfinished house.
Exactly.
Where what's-his-face films the guard.
Yes, where he filmed that shit. Where Ha-Ha Davis films his jail skits.
I'm going to give you this ding ding.
So
you keep calling for the guard, but my name is
Bernard. So they were down there, and Ha-Ha Davis. They were down there in Ha-Ha Davis's prison basement, right? Talking hella shit, and the dude is just like, niggas don't get no pussy because they don't spend no money on no pussy. I spent $3,000 on this pussy.
Let me quote. I think I remember this. He's like, niggas ain't fucking these bitches because I spent the check.
I spent the check, cousin. Cut the check. So this coonery and buffoonery, this fuckity-fuck nigga and this
prostitute.
And this woman.
Prostitute.
She was on Backpage. I seen
prostitute.
That. At least I believe I seen it.
Prostitute.
They made it. I'm saying it like this is an accomplishment. They got on DJ Academics' page because he posts back just about anything, right? Post them, they get all type of attention and shit. It looked like there was a rat in the background. I heard it was a cat. It looks like a rat. We're gonna say it's a rat.
For joke purposes.
Yeah, shit just looked a mess, right? So they were like, okay, we riding this wave. So then they get on Facebook again. And
there's a second. I didn't even know.
Yeah, there's actually three videos. There's three, I believe. I think there's three. Bro. They made one on her page, and then she was like, okay, we're going live on his page. And that's the one that really took off. So they go live on his page, and they're in some hotel room. Can't even tell where the fuck they're at.
Right.
He's throwing money all around on the floor, doing a Soulja Boy thing. If you find a dollar bill on pussy, it's just a mess. And they're just cooning and buffooning, and he's talking about cut the check, cousin. PNB tweeted it.
Is that what people saying? Cut the check.
Cut the check, cousin. Cut the check.
I was seeing that around. I was like, where is that
funny.
From?
It was very funny, but their 15 minutes of fame is definitely up. It's like, something like at this day and age, you can really do anything.
Bro, I sit back and I wonder why did I waste time going to school to get a degree?
When you can just...
Yeah, when you can do that, or you could just run around,
trashing
stuff
with no shirt on, and just
scream whole lot of gang shit and just be a nuisance.
Son, did you see how that nigga got a lace front now?
And he got laces.
He was in the hospital. Yeah, he was in the hospital for something. I'm going to assume it was
then he bought like a BMW cash. Like,
yeah, he did.
Like, what?
You can do that now.
There's no justice in
but
the
basically,
world.
I don't know how he gets money, though, because literally the only person that pays
attention. 90% of those times, those people, they get money for club people. Appearances.
Oh, okay.
To that's go true. To the club and then just because.
Yeah.
You just really need to be popular. It's your,
yeah, that's true.
And like, you all you do is, like, when
I feel
you're
like
young.
I can't hate on it, though.
You, no, I can't hate on it. Because fuck that. No. No, because fuck that. Because if you were doing something like you were on. Making videos of being funny, yeah. using your actual personality, or you were like had a business. Yeah. This nigga is just going around, just
throws himself
wrecking,
on the
just
floor.
Being an he's going around being an asshole.
Yeah,
and niggas are endorsing it. I don't understand why. And he's just doing
he has
dumb
a,
shit.
He has like a million followers. There's a little white boy who does it too. I think his name is like Supreme. Supreme something. He wears a Supreme headband.
Nigga needs a Supreme ass whooping.
He wears a Supreme headband. He just does, basically, he's like the white version of him.
Yeah, like, yo, and I can't respect people like that. Like, yeah, that's man. Corny. Like,
it's cool.
Like, just, like.
And people eat that shit up. They love it.
And we live in this age where all you gotta do is be popular.
Yeah,
no matter how you do it.
That's it.
If you're popular enough, somebody's going to give you money to do something.
Shit is crazy, man.
And that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't know.
It's bad,
but
man.
Coming back to Tatted, I'm Tatted, and Marissa Pretty. It seems like they're just trying to get on Love & Hip Hop, and again, that's like a popularity thing. And I think that's what they were shooting for, but I don't think they're going to get it, bro. It's looking real slow.
I don't see that.
I don't even know why the fuck I'm talking about. I know I'm talking about this because people asked me to. Somebody was like, you got to mention it. Because I did a little Snapchat
Let's
video.
Mention because that's the only reason we are talking about this.
I did a little Snapchat
because we're a young podcast and we want to yeah. fake like we care what you think. So y'all listen to us. But I swear to God, as soon as this shit blows up, we are never asking for you
listen,
guys.
If you if when we get popular and we get famous and you know I'm walking around with off-whites. Everything, whole off-white outfit, and you tell me to talk about something, I'm going to just tell you to go fuck yourself because I don't care. I'm going to talk about what I want
to talk
about.
Talk to these guap stacks,
yeah, facts. Talk
bitch.
Talk to these Benjamins, bitch, as I throw them on the
but
floor
yeah,
and tell
like,
you if you find a $1 bill.
Saying that, saying that to say this, shout out to all those that gave us opinions today.
Facts. Facts. Yeah. Shout out to you.
But I mean,
if you listen in general, shout out to you.
I mean, if they listen to this podcast, which I'm probably sure they won't or ever will,
who,
I want
them?
Y'all. Whoever
who,
they
Marissa Pretty and Tatted?
Whatever they do.
If they
whatever.
Listen to this shit, shout out to y'all niggas. Y'all some fucking coons. I don't know if anything is going to go well for y'all in the future.
I hope y'all figure it out because
figure something out.
I hope you figure something out because I don't ever wish bad for nobody, man.
I don't wish bad. For
I just because
I don't wish bad, but they're selling out pretty hard, and I don't think it's gonna. Work. I don't
it's
think
not
it's
gonna
work
out because no
work.
Market in them is from South Jersey. Nobody wants to hear about nobody from South Jersey.
Nothing.
Nobody.
Unless you're Southside. That's
nobody wants to hear about nobody from Philly, and that's a major city. Nobody wants to hear about nobody from. Fucking Burlington County. Are you kidding me?
Oh my
Nobody wants
gosh.
To hear your story.
Especially that.
Nobody wants to hear your story.
That,
Nobody bro. Cares.
You know how you like being a coon is like getting real close to being a stripper? You know, like
I respect strippers.
If I could be a stripper, if I was a woman, I'd be a fucking stripper.
I respect strippers what? Because that takes athleticism.
Stamina. You got to be able to entertain people.
Yeah.
You got to be.
Some of them have personality.
Yeah. You got to be like.
Got to talk to niggas.
You got to like not care about yourself.
That's crazy. that's Julian Elzy. DJ ELZEE. All strippers. Direct.
Nah.
Direct.
I met some nice strippers.
Direct your hate to him.
Listen,
and direct your nudes to me.
Listen, if I was a woman, I'm just saying, if I was a woman, I'd be a stripper.
Yeah, but like being a like selling like doing stupid stuff for like attention is very whack, and I'm tired of it. I wish people would stop, and I hope and I
get a real job.
I hate till we get to this point. I hope we get to the point where people don't feed into that and gratify that type of behavior with just
too late.
Attention and praise.
It's too late.
But people, people like that just to watch a train wreck and.
Yeah.
As long as people watching, that's what people are going to give to you. But
listen, man, it's a Real quick, it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, that's what. Let's close out on that.
It's Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving.
He's about to eat great. Kev, where are you going?
Is that
the
crib?
No, my parents host, so.
Yeah. Okay. You decided? I know you said it was between Newark.
I was thinking.
Newark, N-O-R-K.
I'm trying to, Newark. Mm-hmm. Shout out to North Jersey. Great. Shout out to the gutter. I'm trying to decide between going here at my family's house on my mom's side up in Newark, New Jersey. Well, really, technically, Roselle.
Okay.
So
that's different. Oh, yeah. Newark and Roselle ain't that close.
I mean, they're from Newark, but you know, one of the ones with money live in Roselle. So we go there.
I think I'm staying home this year. I don't think I'm going to my girl's. Her grandma was cooking.
Mama throws it down. Your mom.
Listen, my mom thought about opening her own store. She just, that takes a lot of money. We got enough.
I'd buy something. Yo, y'all.
Chill. You about to start wilding.
If you want a lick.
Chill.
If you looking for a lick.
That's crazy.
Look.
He's trying to set a nigga up.
Yeah, yo. I Thanksgiving was something I really took for granted until I got to school, man.
It's my favorite holiday now.
Greatest thing ever.
Boy, you get,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Nigga, when you have school and you got 7 swipes left and 7 weeks left.
Bro, 7 swipes. Bro, dog.
Bro, the struggle, just bro.
How looking for change to get chips from the vending machine.
Bro, freshman year, I ran out of swipes and I only had ramen noodles and I only had forks. No, only had spoons left. No, I had 1 spoon. I had no swipes.
It was
like
plastic spoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had like 3 things of ramen. The ones you're not supposed to put in the microwave because apparently that causes cancer.
You're not supposed to
put the styrofoam.
We all.
I had like 3 of those. I was like, bro.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Exactly. I was like, bro, I'm going to die at this school. But I made it somehow, some way.
I'm happy Thanksgiving weekend is going to be lit. And then after that, it's the holiday season.
So lit.
What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for?
He going to say something crazy.
I'm thankful for family.
Wholesome Michael.
And friends.
Wholesome Michael.
And anal.
Never mind. Kev, what are you thankful for?
Kevin is also thankful for anal because he looked at me. He was like, he looked at me like, "Yo, Mike, you took my answer."
You know how he looked at you, like when you just said you was thicker than oatmeal. He was like,
"Legendary video."
Listen, no man. In all honesty, family, friends, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Thankful for the podcast, BFT, and just the brand.
Yes,
And our bond, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Bros.
Yeah, man. Yo, because I didn't really know Kevin like that in high school. Mm. I wasn't really close to him like that, but this is like the BFT stuff in the podcast. We've already gotten close. Like,
that's the bird.
Kevin is a solid,
that is a
young black man.
A valid young black excellence. A very good sample of black excellence.
Yes.
If you will.
Nice sample size.
Yeah. Sample size.
Nice sample size of black excellence.
It's the same height as us. All 5'7" of them.
Because they're all the same height. I'm thankful for family, of course. I'm just thankful for everything. Life is good right now. I got a show at SOBs with Kev Rogers on December 10th.
That's what's up, man.
That shit is crazy. And shout out. Oh, I didn't say this all episode. Kev Rogers got a placement on Jaden Smith's album. He produced the Icon record, which is the biggest song off that album right now.
By who?
By Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith. Listen, I remember you played for me. That joint was fire.
Listen, bro.
And I never really got into. I never really was like a Jaden Smith like.
Nah, he got bars.
Supporter, but he does have bars, man.
He got
man.
Bars. And my man's Kev.
He may dress like an 80s anime character.
He does.
But he man, can
shit,
spit.
That shit was trash.
What? But
that's a different.
Oh yeah, his show that
Neo Yoku.
It was Neo Trash. Yokio.
Trashio.
That was sad because I was looking forward to that. Damn, my boys Jesus and Mary on that. They deserve better.
They do.
Shout out to Bodega High. We love y'all. That's about it, right?
Episode 2, not that serious.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shout out to Garden Apparel.
Garden Apparel, you know what I'm saying? We got something special for y'all coming next.
Oh yeah, we got guests.
We're gonna be. We're gonna. I think we're. If everything goes well, we're going to have our first guest for the next.
Mad busy. She's verified on Twitter.
We're not going to mention the name.
She's verified on Twitter. Super busy. Like, you cannot get in contact with Nadira. Nadira Simmons.
You shouldn't have said it.
Yeah,
I didn't want... You definitely should have, because now people will definitely
look. Exactly. We got to have... That's my cousin. She's super busy. She's verified on Twitter now. First of all, she's verified on Twitter, and she cut all her hair. She got the shortcut. So she's woke. And she's super woke. So you know she's just like her schedule is booked.
So get ready for the next episode where it's going to be a lot of us getting put in our place.
Yep. I'm going to walk around with my tail in between my legs.
The shame hat.
I can't wait for this.
Wait to be.
Girl, listen.
We're going to be called Ashy Sis.
I consider myself woke.
Man. Like, yeah, listen.
She's about to change a lot of views.
2017, Mike. If you think I'm bad, you should have seen Mike in 2010.
Oh man,
when
Twitter was just when you could get away with saying it's just Twitter,
bro.
When that was a thing.
She's gonna be our first guest. Everything goes right and we'll have her.
Yeah,
and if not, you know, she's gonna be on there soon.
Somehow, some
either way, she's gonna be a guest eventually.
We got some other guests coming.
You guys
up.
Need to get on your hands.
See, that's going to prove her point, though. Like, then I'm really going to be on here looking like a... No, I'm about to say a bitch, but I can't even say that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because
men are trash.
Men are trash, 17.
But shout out... But, yo, shout out to everybody who listens to us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Find us.
What song are we ending this on?
Your song.
Icon?
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Yeah,
so, if you want to hear the Icon, we're going to be playing that at the end of the show. Yeah. So, shout out to everybody. Thanks for listening.
Not that serious.
If you want to find us on iTunes. Not that serious. Find us on SoundCloud. NTS Pod. Yeah, not that serious. You'll find us there. On Instagram. Not that serious pod. On Twitter. NTS Pod. Listen. Rate us 5 stars. 4 stars.
5 stars. Anything less than 4 stars.
Go kiss my ass.
Kiss the booty button.
Yeah.
The part that winks and stinks.
Yo, word. Thanks. Exactly, bro.
Listen.
And then, you know, thanks for all the support. Everybody's been telling me that they've been loving the show.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. It's something we really wanted to do for a long time. And we're just glad we're finally doing this. And just, we couldn't be happier with this. And we can't wait to keep doing this and giving y'all great content.
Shout out to Jack Daniels.
And then shout out to Jack Daniels for fueling another drunken night of problematicness. And, you know, thanks again, and we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Yeah. Whoa. What you call an icon living? Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Nylon, couple 5 minutes. Whoa, we are too hot in the business. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. I icon living. I am just an icon living. I am just an icon.